Blog Talk Radio.
Computer on, all eyes on me. If I catch you looking at anything else, I'm going to beat my ass like a runaway slave.
Space, the final frontier.
DJ.
Party time.
These are the voyages of the starship
Mele.
Prize. Its 5-year mission, to explore.
That good help,
to seek out
new
life and new civilizations. To boldly go where no has gone before.
It is time for the hottest show on the internet. It is Renegade Radio with your host, DJ Smell, and international
call. Hail, all the way from the Netherlands. Presenting
by Unite.
Interface complete.
Sorry about that, people. I don't need to be screaming. I can have the ladies do it for me. Because we're talking about bed bugs. Bed bugs, god damn it. And the way to get rid of them. Oh, yeah. Go on now today, people. What's happening? You know what I'm saying? People from around the world, and I mean the world. It's been a big epidemic, man, you know what I'm saying, in the news. Shouts out to Torque, you know what I'm saying, being the first one on the bridge today, you know what I mean, hanging out, get a award later on. And, you know, today's show is focused on what the media is blowing up as an epidemic, an outbreak, and oh my God, what the fuck is going on? We're talking about bed bugs, people. Hell yeah. Sleep tight, sleep right, don't let the bugs bite, some shit like that. Yeah. Well, that little statement has come true. According to New York outbreaks, Texas outbreaks, and soon probably following to be Florida. If some dumbass motherfucker down here goes, oh, I got bed bugs. So, I mean, we're going to get into it. That's part of My Health, Your Health Monday Bed Bugs Edition. And, all right, go ahead and get your grub on. Make sure there's no bed bugs in it. You know what I'm saying? And, it's going down. So, you know, bed bugs, you know, bring a true meaning to don't let the bed bugs bite. And so what we're going to be getting into is what are bed bugs? Can they be treated and stopped? What causes bed bugs? And is there really an epidemic going on like the media portrays? You know, because like I say, everything you read in the headlines, don't, because the head is lying. You know what I'm saying? So that's what we're getting into. Got some new music coming from Goofy and Bo and Mrs. Naj and Q and Naj of We Lit Inc. And Miss Q has a new book out. It's called Pedal to Sepal, S-E-P-A-L, from Pedal to Sepal. And it's a good book. I got some hot tracks, you know what I'm saying? So what's going now? New music and everything. So y'all make sure y'all check that out. Big ups to everybody following the show on all networks, psn-radio.com, Paranormal Suit Radio Network, you know what I'm saying? And everybody out there that's riding with us, man, you know what I'm saying? We're going to pump this thing off real quick with a little, let's go with some Rita Shelby. How about that? That's Rita Shelby, y'all. Here we go.
Is this 40 holding down me?
Of things that are pissing me off. And this one comes in the form of a question. Haven't we had about enough of this cigar-smoking shit in this country? Huh? Huh? Hey, God. When is this gonna end? When is this shit gonna go away? When are these fat, arrogant, overpaid, overfed, overprivileged, overindulged, white-collar, business criminal, asshole, cocksuckers gonna put out their cigars and move along to their next abomination? White pussy businessmen sucking on a big brown dick. That's all it is. That's all it is. Going all the way. Yeah. A big brown dick. Sigmund Freud said, sometimes a cigar is just a cigar. Oh, yeah? Well, sometimes it's a big brown dick. With a fat, arrogant, white-collar business criminal asshole sucking on the wet end of it. But hey, the news is not all bad for me. Not all bad. You want to know the good part? Cancer of the mouth. Good. Fuck 'em. Makes me happy. It's an attractive disease. Goes nice with a cell phone. So light up, Suspender Man, and suck that smoke deep down into your empty suit and blow it out your ass, you fucking cocksucker. Yeah. Thank you. Thank you. Hey. Here's another question I've been pondering. What is all this shit about angels? Have you heard this? Yeah, 3 out of 4 people now believe in angels. What are you, fucking stupid? Has everybody lost their fucking minds in this country? Angel shit. You know what I think it is? I think it's a massive, collective, psychotic, chemical flashback of all the drugs. All the drugs. Smoked, swallowed, snorted, shot, and absorbed rectally by all Americans from 1960 to 1990. 30 years of adulterated street drugs will get you some fucking angels, my friend. Angel shit. What about goblins, huh? Doesn't anybody believe in goblins? Never hear about them except on Halloween, and it's always negative shit, too, you know? And zombies. Where the fuck are all the zombies? That's the trouble with zombies. They're unreliable. I say if you're going to buy the angel shit, you might as well go for the zombie package as well. Here's another horrifying example or aspect of American culture, that the pussification, the continued pussification of the American male in the form... Yeah, all right. In the form of Harley Davidson theme restaurants. What the fuck is going on here? Harley Davidson used to mean something. It stood for biker attitude. Grimy outlaws and their sweaty mamas full of beer and crank, rolling around on Harleys looking for a good time, destroying property, raping teenagers, and killing policemen. All very necessary activities, by the way. But now, theme restaurants. And this soft shit obviously didn't come from hardcore bikers. It came from these weekend motorcyclists. These fraudulent two-day-a-week motherfuckers who have their bikes trucked into Sturgis, South Dakota for the big rally and then ride around like they just came in off the road. Dentists and bureaucrats and pussy boy software designers getting up on a Harley because they think it makes them cool. Well, hey, Skeezix, you ain't cool. You're fucking chilly. And chili ain't never been cool. And here, as long as we're talking about theme restaurants, I got a proposition for you. I think if white people are going to burn down black churches, then black people ought to burn down the House of Blues. Huh? What a fucking disgrace that place is. The House of Blues. They ought to call it the House of Lame White Motherfuckers. Inauthentic, low-frequency, single-digit, lame white motherfuckers. Especially these male movie stars who think they're blues artists. You ever see these guys? Don't you just want to puke in your soup when one of these fat, balding, overweight, overaged, out-of-shape, middle-aged male movie stars with sunglasses jumps on stage and starts blowing into a harmonica? It's a fucking sacrilege. In the first place, white people got no business playing the blues ever. At all, under any circumstances, ever, ever, ever. What the fuck do white people have to be blue about? Banana Republic ran out of khakis? Huh? The espresso machine is jammed? Hootie and the Blowfish are breaking up? Shit, white people ought to understand their job is to give people the blues, not to get them. And certainly not to sing or play them. Tell you a little secret about the blues. It's not enough to know which notes to play. You got to know why they need to be played. And another thing, I don't think white people should be trying to dance like blacks. Stop that! Stick to your faggoty polkas and waltzes. And that repulsive country line dancing shit that you do. And be yourself, be proud, be white, be lame, and get the fuck off the dance floor. Now. I thank you. Now, listen. Long as we're discussing minorities, I'd like to mention something about language. There are a couple of terms being used a lot these days by guilty white liberals. First one is, happens to be. He happens to be black. I have a friend who happens to be black. Like it's a fucking accident, you know? Happens to be black. Yes, he happens to be black. Ah, yeah, yeah, yeah. He had two black parents? Oh, yes, yes, he did. Yes, that's right. And they fucked? Oh, indeed they did. Indeed they did. So where does the surprise part come in? I should think it would be more unusual if he just happened to be Scandinavian. And the other term is openly gay. They'll say, he's openly gay. But this is that's the only minority they use that for. You know, you wouldn't say someone was openly black. Well, maybe James Brown. Or Louis Farrakhan. Louis Farrakhan is openly black. Colin Powell is not openly black. Colin Powell is openly white. He just happens to be black. Okay. Thank you. Thank you. Yeah. Oh. Thank you. Thank you. And while we're at it, when did the word urban become synonymous with the word black? Did I fall asleep for 8 or 9 years? Urban styles, urban trends, urban music. I was not consulted on this at all. Didn't get an email, didn't get a fax, didn't get a fucking postcard. Fine. Let them go. And I don't think white women should be calling each other girlfriend, okay? Stop pretending to be black. And no matter what color you are, you go, girl, should probably go. Right along. Right along with you the man. Hey, you the man. Oh, yeah? Well, you the fucking honky. Now, something a little more positive for you. Don't want you to think the whole show is just negativity. This is about a festival. This is my idea for one of those big outdoor summer festivals. This is called Slugfest. And this is for men only. Here's what you do. You get about 100,000 of these fucking men. You know the ones I mean, these macho motherfuckers. Yeah, these strutting, preening, posturing, hairy, sweaty, alpha male jack-offs. The muscle assholes. You take about 100,000 of these disgusting pricks, and you throw them in a big dirt arena, big 25-acre dirt arena, and you just let them beat the shit out of each other for 24 hours nonstop. No food, no water, just whiskey and PCP. And you just let them punch and pound and kick the shit out of each other until only one guy is left standing. Then you take that guy and you put him on a pedestal and you shoot him in the fucking head. Yeah. Yeah. Then you put the whole thing on TV. Budweiser would jump at that shit in half a minute. And guys would volunteer. Guys would line up. All you gotta do is promise them a small appliance of some kind. Men will do anything. Just give them something that plugs in the wall, makes a whirring noise. Here's another male cliche. These guys who cut the sleeves off of their t-shirts so the rest of us can have an even more compelling experience of smelling their armpits. I say, hey, Bruno, shut it down, would you please? You smell like an anchovy's cunt, okay? Yeah. That's good. Not good, Bruno, and definitely not for sharing. This is the same kind of guy that has that barbed wire tattoo that goes all the way around the bicep. You've seen that, haven't you? That's just what I need. Some guy who hasn't been laid since the bicentennial wants me to think he's a bad motherfucker because he's got a picture, a painting of some barbed wire on his eyes. Hey, Junior, come around when you have the real thing on there. I'll squeeze that shit on good and tight for you, okay? No kidding. No kidding. This is the same kind of guy, if you smash him in the face 8 or 9 times with a big chunk of concrete and then beat him over the head with a steel rod for an hour and a half, you know what? He dropped like a fucking rock. Like a rock. Here's another guy thing that sucks. These t-shirts that say, lead, follower, get out of the way. You ever see that? This is more of that stupid Marine Corps bullshit. Obsolete male impulses from 100,000 years ago. Lead, follower, get out of the way. You know what I do when I see that shirt? I obstruct. I stand right in the guy's path, force him to walk around me. He gets a little past me. I spin him around, kick him in the nuts, rip off the shirt, wipe it on my ass, and shove it down his fucking throat. That's what I do when I see that shirt. Yeah. Hey, listen. That's all these Marines are looking for, a good time. And speaking of tough guys, I'm getting a little tired of hearing that after 6 policemen get arrested for shoving a floor lamp up some black guy's ass and ripping his intestines out, the police department announces they're going to have sensitivity training. I say, hey, if you need special training to be told not to jam a large, cumbersome object up someone else's asshole, maybe you're too fucked up to be on the police force in the first place. You know what they ought to do? They ought to have 2 new requirements for being on the police. Intelligence and decency. You never can tell. It might just work. It certainly hasn't been tried yet. No one should ever have any object placed inside their asshole that is larger than a fist and less loving than a dildo. Okay? Now, this next thing is about our president. This is about our president. Bill Jeff. Clinton. I don't call him Clinton. I call him Clinton. Clinton. C-L-I-T. T-I-N apostrophe. His big deal was JFK. Isn't that right? Love JFK. Wanted to emulate JFK in every way. Well, JFK's administration was called Camelot. Although it really should have been called Camelot. But that's what he did. He came a lot. So Clinton's looking for a legacy. That's what he should call it. Well, maybe come a little would be better for him. Because he came a little. You know, little on the dress, little on the desk. Not a whole lot, really. Hey, he was no match for Kennedy in the pussy department. Kennedy aimed high. Marilyn Monroe. Clinton showed his dick to a government clerk. There's a drop-off here. There's a drop-off. Thank you. Thank you. Now, I appreciate it.
That goddamn George Carlin right there, boy. That goddamn George Carlin. If that don't get some beds out your bugs out your bed, however you want to call it, I don't know what will. You know what I'm saying? That's real. And, yeah, we're going to come back, give them a little music, man. And today's My Help Your Health Monday, people. It's going now. Talking about bed bugs. Ew.
Who you wanna now? I don't care.
you wanna be. Check this out. I got some new Cali music up in the building, man. This is Bosquatch the Bogart featuring Straight Low Records on. You know what I'm saying? It's called Your Mission. You're on a mission. And, yeah. And sorry to hear Mrs. Heavenly Angel, you know what I'm saying, has hurt her knee. Oh, yeah. So, you know, sending some early prayers on out to some quick healing. You know what I'm saying? And I see Mr. Sayonai. He's up in the building. And, yeah, if y'all check out this new music, man, you know what I'm saying, we're going to come back and get into it. My Help Your Health Monday is talking about the bed bugs, people. Do you got them or do you not? Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Your mission, if you choose to accept.
Gotta get that money. Gotta get that money.
Your mission, if you choose to accept.
Gotta get that money, man. Gotta get that money. Gotta get that money, man. Gotta get that money.
Your mission, if you choose to accept.
You gotta get that money, man.
I'm on a mission and my Glock is loose. Bruce, Bruce, Bob, Squash, and Goofy Bone about to get loot. Hustling every day in that 408. I gotta make that money so y'all can fucking hate. In that 06 Charger, you better all watch it. I'm still in Dickies with my Louis Vuitton wallet. Solving in the streets cause I need my greens. Cause this money fulfills my dreams. I'm a gangster with so many hoes. They work for me and I collect their dough. Living the life like a grown man should. Selling cocaine in my motherfucking hood. Making money 24/7. Cause I'm a gangster and I'll never see heaven. You gotta make this life what you make it. This money comes and goes just like my ex bitch.
Your mission.
You gotta get that money, man. Gotta get that money.
Your mission.
Yeah.
If you choose to accept.
You gotta get that money, man. Gotta get that money.
Your mission.
Yeah.
If you choose to accept.
You gotta get that money, man. Gotta get that money.
Your mission.
Yeah.
If you choose to accept.
You gotta get that. Gotta get that. Gotta get that money, man.
Yeah, man. What a dude.
It's the boy, Bruce, Bruce.
Yeah.
Fucking with the homeboy by squad from the faculty, California.
Yeah,
let's get it, man.
Let's get it.
We getting money round here. Straight low in the faculty. Push it hard, double up. Get that quad by enemy. Never gonna catch me slacking on anything. Check this sound scan. Dog, I get my blood sweating since I love my city.
Home of the tank.
I love this dro dro. Come and get it, man, I got that merchandise. This shit will put your ass to sleep or keep you up all night. Goofy Bone Bros, Bros, rolling with my squad. Jelly beat, we attack, we gon' make this shit hot. Share the club a new asshole in any town. When we up in the building, it's going down. When we come through, you already know the crew. You already know the set. Homie, who the fuck is you? If you don't really know me, why you running your mouth? Fuck with my money, I'ma knock your ass out.
Your mission.
Yeah.
If you choose to accept.
You gotta get that money, man. Gotta get that money.
Your mission.
Yeah.
If you choose to accept.
You gotta get that money, man. Gotta get that money.
Your mission.
Yeah.
If you choose to accept.
You gotta get that money, man. Gotta get that money.
Your mission.
Yeah.
If you choose to accept.
You gotta get that. Gotta get that. Gotta get that money, man.
It's your boy Boss, man. Collaborate with my niggas Straight Low. Records, man. We doing it real big, man. Real humongo, man. Get that money.
They think I work at Wild Oak, counting all that cash. I'm counting stacks, racks, and bundles, popping rubber bands. I got about 20 shoeboxes filled with loot. Stash above my head in the ceiling in case I need a lawyer. Knew I'd do whatever's necessary to get my family through a hustle. Hard for the money, hear it in my music too. Cash money, new money, last money, all money. I'm chasing all of it, sonny. Ain't a damn thing funny. On the mission, my piggy grind, trying to fulfill my needs. I just
deserve the better things. I got grande dreams. Come play me amigo. I got mucho dinero. I got a consistent cash flow. My mentality so thorough. My tummy stay growling. Hungry like a fat kid. That dude in my robbery with that shit cheesy dick. Black squash getting it in with my straight low fan. Find it with my gold seat. Phone that money train.
Your mission.
You gotta get that money, man. Gotta get that money.
Your mission.
Yeah.
If you choose to accept.
You gotta get that money, man. Gotta get that money.
Your mission.
Yeah.
If you choose to accept.
You gotta get that money, man. Gotta get that money.
Your mission.
Yeah.
If you choose to accept.
You gotta get that. Gotta get that. Gotta get that money, man.
The passion you get when you're looking for some real shit, some. If I get hungry enough, I go out and steal that shit. Sing a new song. I want to hear a new song. Not about the dread that twists up locks with shells and bees but never smokes weed. Or the smoke with dreads who doesn't know the difference between the twist in his hand or the twist on his head. Always screaming about Sincerely and ganja, and don't know the first medicinal use of marijuana. I want to hear a new song about a thug whose first love was for comic books. Sing with the passion you get when you're looking for some real shit song. If I get hungry enough, I'm gonna steal that shit. Sing a new song, the one that plays when you turn down the volume, when you stop dancing for dollars. I want to hear about the Denali you still live at home with your mama, or the Escalade and the payment plate. Sing a new song. Tell how makeup hides blemishes. It diminishes the images we're not supposed to see. Tell how it takes reality to source it and makes it fantasy, but that's not the song you want to sing. Sing for me a new song. Tell me how any one person can make $1 million. Somebody else has to eat out of the garbage. I want to hear a new song about a big business that won't get rich on the ignorant. One where the poor won't get poor because they couldn't read the fine print. And the chorus line, can we get some hints as to who set epidemics? Is it the same man who gave the poor man sentiments and controlled substances? Who gave the project tenant more of an incentive to watch television than to seek employment? Who set the consequences of the first-time offender? Gave us a lifetime of imprisonment. And maybe the hook would tell me, hey man, what's in that needle y'all stuck in my arm? I want to hear a new song, verse by verse, hook by hook. Tell about the good book, about a soldier on a mission to deliver the message of peace and forgiveness. Sing for me a new song, and don't just fall in the choir, because as soon as church is out, some of them go stopping by for a shot of the Sunday special. They go from the altar, tossing up praise, thanking God. They came from the brown bag to the cognac. I want to hear a new song, verse by verse, hook by hook. Tell about the good book, about a soldier on a mission to deliver the message of peace and forgiveness. Sing for me a new song. Tell how makeup hides blemishes. It diminishes the images we're not supposed to see. Tell how it takes reality to source it and makes it fantasy. But that's not the song you want to sing. Sing for me a new song, and let our rejoice rise as a loud, as a rolling sea. Make it worthy of the listening sky. Sing a new song for me.
Play me a new song. I want to hear some real shit. Some old... My bad. I'm sitting there watching the movie. Got caught up in it. You know what I'm saying? Man, that's Miss Q, you know what I'm saying, off the new book, from the new book entitled From Pedal to Sepal. And that can be picked up on Amazon.com, you know what I'm saying? And they'll be coming through a city near you, you know what I'm saying, doing what they do. And, yeah.
Timmy!
Got the love. All right. We's up in the building. Officially, people, you know what I'm saying? Welcome to Wrecking the Game Radio, WDGE Radio, a.k.a. the Starship Smelly Prize. With your host, Captain Smell So Good, and international co-host, Sayonara. And we up in the building, man. Hey, are y'all in there? I didn't. Yeah, well, nah, man, my damn stomach hurting like a motherfucker.
Yeah.
You know, it's that smoker's cold. since this is supposed to be a so-called outbreak around here, you know what I'm saying? Is y'all having problems with bed bugs up there in the Netherlands?
I guess that's everywhere. Only don't have pay much attention to that in the winter. Just clean your sheets regularly, let them hang out in fresh air, and check your beds regularly for bed bugs.
Well, how the hell bed bugs get into your shit?
I don't know, my dog.
No, that's, you talking bed bugs and not fleas, though.
Yeah, I know. But I have no idea how they get there.
Well, as if you needed something else to worry about, a scourge from the last century is rearing its ugly head, or more to the point, its sucker. This information comes from WebMD.com, skin problems and treatments, and don't lose sleep over bed bugs. You can check that article out. Bed bugs. That puss from the old bedtime rhyme, sleep tight, don't let the big bugs bite. Yeah. Are making a comeback. More of a nuisance than a health hazard. They are showing up to suck blood from guests in hotels, college dorms, and hospitals. Definitely those places, because people don't turn the sheets down like they're supposed to. You know what I'm saying? And so I could understand that. One thing is certain, you don't want them. WebMD talked to entomologist Richard J. Pollock, PhD, research associate with the Harvard School of Public Health in Boston, and blah, 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 a couple other people, about what you can do to keep them from becoming a public issue and how to avoid bringing bed bugs home and what to do if you suspect you have them. All right, well, that should be pretty interesting. Let's see here. Bed bugs. The bites can cause distress. A few people have allergic reactions, and scratching can lead to secondary infection. But bed bugs are not known to transmit infectious diseases to humans, so you don't have to worry about who the bed bug fed on earlier. You're not going to get hepatitis B or C, malaria or HIV, as you could get out of mosquitoes, and that's the very dangerous, nasty thing about mosquitoes. Let's keep this moving. And Polak, not talking about people from Poland. he says the critters do become a public health burden. However, if people go ballistic trying to get rid of them, many people, whether they think they have bed bugs or truly do, will attempt to apply insecticides in their homes and on their beds. Yeah. And I had a friend of mine just do that shit a couple of days ago, and I had to get the fuck out of the house because he was losing his motherfucking mind. This crazy motherfucker was spraying termite mix that's supposed to go outside and treat your outside. Well, he done nigger rigged a mix up, and he put some damn pellets inside the Febreze bottle, and started spraying that shit all around his room. And yeah, then came back with a bottle of bleach and sprayed the rest of it down. So some people, yeah, people, I need to be, you know, weary of that shit. But they did do it. And they don't know what they're doing. They don't read the labels, which I did. And they can overexpose themselves to something, which, if used properly, would pose minimal risk. You also said some people call it an... Huh?
If used properly.
Yeah, that's the biggest word right there. You know what I'm saying? People just don't pay it. People read directions and like, oh, I can still use... All right, all right. But he says some people call it an expert and find out what insecticide will be used in the side. They can buy the insecticide on the internet and do it themselves. Few people know what they're applying, how to mix it, how to apply it, and what the risks are after they misuse it. And he actively dissuades folks from doing things on the cheap and hire a licensed professional. So if you are a renter and suspecting infestation, don't let your landlord take matters into his own hands. Massachusetts law prohibits landlords from applying pesticides to common areas and to units other than those they occupy. They must hire a licensed pest control operator, which there are good reasons for this. Most landlords don't know what they're doing. All right. This is all talking about this dude right here. A caller to a recent public radio show on which Polak was interviewed, asked about using kerosene to eliminate bed bugs. Man, y'all motherfuckers crazy.
Why not light a joint or a cigarette?
Off? Y'all, man, like, y'all motherfuckers is crazy, man. Well, indeed, that was an old folk remedy. Some people used to place their bedposts in cans filled with kerosene, and we can only hope they didn't smoke in bed. Yeah. What about the ionic, ultrasonic, or electromagnetic products advertised on TV or the web? Yeah. These things are amazingly effective at reducing the thickness of your wallet. Right. In addition, people spread the problem if they throw out an infested mattress that hasn't been properly treated. Someone comes along and sees it on the curb, decides it looks better than what they have, and picks it up. Yeah, which almost happened this weekend with a friend of mine because they were moving out of their home and left behind a little vacuum cleaner, a little dirt devil vacuum cleaner. And one of the friends asked, you know what I'm saying, hey, can I get the vacuum cleaner? And they was like, hell no, man, we just sucked up like 1,000 fucking fleas with it because they had a bad infestation of fleas in the home. And the chick wanted to actually take the vacuum cleaner home. And, yeah. So she was like, no, I don't think you want to do that because you might be taking home some bugs yourself. Which, yeah, people, I mean, one man's trash is not always another man's treasure. Yeah. So it wouldn't be just picking up everything that you see off of the, you know, see off of the dump.
Especially a mattress. Who picks up
a mattress?
Street?
Or got piss stains on it, period. You might want to leave that alone.
Yeah, piss stains is not the worst thing I was worried about.
Well, yeah, I'm just saying stains, period. I just wanted to leave it clean at that. Yeah. Right. Don't lose sleep over bed bugs. Yeah, bed bugs are savvy and lurk when you least expect, but you can learn how to spot them and get them before they get you. So, first you have to know the enemy. Dun, dun, dun. Adult bed bugs are wingless insects about 1/4 inch long and oval in shape. Their color is nearly white after molting, then ranges from tan to burnt orange. After a blood meal, they'll appear dark red or black. Their flat bodies enable them to hide in dark, cozy cracks and crevices in beds, baseboards, sofas, and drawers, and even behind wallpaper and electrical switch plates. That's where they nest during the day, typically not far from where they'll find their host, that's you, at night. And amazingly, these sneaky little bloodsuckers dine on you without causing you to lose sleep. The next morning, you'll discover lesions that resemble the bite of a mosquito or some other insect. Which, you know, a lot of y'all be waking up and be thinking, damn, man, I don't got fucking mosquito bites and shit in nighttime. No, that possibly could have been some goddamn bed bugs tearing your ass up. Yeah. So, bed bug or imposter? If bed bugs occur while people are sleeping, suspect a bed bug infestation, but don't leap to conclusions. Forget everything you've heard about being able to tell the biter was a bed bug by looking at a bite. I feed all kinds of bloodsuckers on my body, and in the vast majority of cases, you can't look at a mark and tell what it made. Tell what made it, says Polak. I recently gave a talk to physicians and quizzed them on pictures of bites, and their batting average was zero. The bites resemble those of other blood-feeding insects such as mosquitoes, fleas, chickers, gnats, and mites, biting gnats or mites. So, he recommends the following steps for identifying the culprit. Yeah, that's what we need here, people. We need solutions. Let's see here. Let's get into Aquaba. Yeah, that's my shit. Yeah, we're Aquaba. Oh, yeah, and Salamu, Abarigani. There we go. Aquaba, Aquaba. All right, he recommends for identifying the culprit, first, search the bedroom. Look in folds and creases in mattresses and box springs, cleats of curtains, behind loose wallpaper and spaces of wicker furniture, behind cove molding, and in corners of drawers. You may notice dark brown or reddish fecal spots on bed linens, mattresses, or walls near the bed. First indication. Second, when you find an insect, compare it with a good reference image, such as the one on the Harvard School of Public Health website, or place it in a plastic bag or pill bottle and take it to an entomologist at an extension agency for identification. Where the fuck is that at? I have no goddamn idea. But yeah. Do y'all got bug clinics that readily are ready for y'all to bring bugs in to be identified?
I wouldn't know. I believe so. I never needed them.
Yeah, I mean, I ain't never heard no shit like that. Make a positive identification before going to the expense of hiring a licensed pest control operator. In many markets, it costs several hundred dollars to treat a one-room apartment, and don't be shocked at spending a grand or more to treat a single-family house. The cost is in expertise and labor. If they're doing a quick look-see and they're out the door, you're not getting what you paid for. So, what to expect from a pest control professional? Mans says that the NPMA's member pest control companies who use to receive one or two bed bug calls a year now report one or two each week, and that's 50 times more calls. So when you call in a professional, they'll spend a lot of time looking for hiding places with a flashlight. Bed bugs are very elusive. The pest control professional will look under box springs and in the mesh that covers the box springs, go through drawers, and remove sofa cushions. So they're not being fucking nosy, people. All right? They're trying to find out what the hell is really going on. And I need to find out what the hell is going on. The bat line, who the f*** is calling me? Let's see. Oh. You didn't send me no picture. Oh, okay. Woman, I said send me a picture of the damn Humvee. Send me. Oh, people, this is. daughter sends me pictures from the military. She's in Humvee training. And, yeah, she sent me a picture, but it wasn't in the Humvee. So that's cool. She's all dressed up in camouflage. Yeah. Hoo-ah. Okay, anyway, like anybody wanting to know that. The Ben is ground zero, but it's not the only place they live, says man. What takes longest is finding out where they live. They can hide in picture frames, headboards, upholstered furniture, and baseboards. Treatment depends on how serious the infestation is. It could be anything from industrial vacuuming to using heat treatments to applying products in various places. The person you hire will also advise you on what you can do to manage the problem, such as eliminating clutter or encasing mattresses in plastic covers. She asked that bed bugs are like termites, not something that the homeowner can find or treat on his or her own. You can also expect that the professionals will have to come back to inspect in or do follow-up treatment. It's not a once-and-you're-done kind of thing. To confound this perplexing problem, Polak says there is a well-known phenomenon in which lesions reappear long after someone has been bitten, and they look and just feel like big bug bites. Wow. So, yeah, you can get bit, and then, come back and find out, you know what I'm saying, the shit didn't go away. Wow. This is too exciting for me, people. Too exciting for me. Gotta take a break.
If you love to smoke, then you know there's no place left in America where you can light up a butt these days. That's why Carnival is proud to offer our new Smoker's Cruise. You'll board our luxury liner and be off to, who cares where you go. The point is, you'll be in international waters where you can smoke 24 hours a day for a full 2 weeks.
They let us smoke on the dance floor, at all our meals, even in the pool.
Oh. I like all the activities. Smoke alarms, cigar races. Hey, I'm in a babe who smokes unfiltered Lucky. Oh, what?
The Smoker's Crew. Sign up now for regular or menthol. Hey, it's not just a vacation. It's the lung boom.
It's my friend.
No. Right. Probably wouldn't be hanging around her. Yeah. She's smoking unfiltered Lucky. I got it. I met a chick that smokes unfiltered Lucky. Yeah. All right. Let's keep it moving, people. Don't bring stowaways home. Yeah, most hotels and hotel rooms aren't infested, but regardless of the number of stars a hotel boasts, he says, this comes from Polak, people, he says he takes certain precautions when he enters a hotel room. First, he sets his suitcase off the floor on the luggage holder provided, leaving the suitcase zipped until he's taking something out or putting it in, and then he inspects the bed. I pull back the covers, the sheets, and mattress pad and look for telltale signs. The dark spots left by bed bug feces. If I found something, I go ask for another room. Don't apply pesticides to hotel mattresses. If you apply a product other than according to the labels and instructions, you could be putting yourself and other people at minor or fairly extreme risk, says Polite. So if you apply it to a hotel mattress, chances are no one will know, but there are specific laws about who can apply pesticides and where. So, if you have expected the critters have hitchhiked home, launder your clothes on high heat or dry clean them, and inspect suitcases before taking them inside. Use a stiff brush to remove eggs and vacuum. Leaving luggage for several hours in a closed vehicle in full summer sun may destroy bed bugs and their eggs. Now, so, last but not least, what about the bed bug, the bedtime rhyme? Bed bugs have been bugging humans for years. They're mentioned in ancient Greek and Roman writings and the Talmud. Both of us grew up hearing, good night, sleep tight, don't let the bed bugs bite. But where did it come from? No one's sure. Right. Our popular theory is that sleep tight goes back to the days when a mattress was supported by a rope that could slacken and make the bed uncomfortable. But according to the Oxford English Dictionary, it means to sleep soundly, properly, well, or effectively. Bed bugs properly migrated to North America in the 17th century and thrived until the mid-20th century when they were eradicated with pesticides. But other blood suckers like fleas could also attack the hapless sleeper. So you might presume that to sleep well meant getting through the night without providing a banquet for blood-sucking insects. Right. Write it down. Well, that's some good info. Let's see what else I got for you. They didn't really give no. So I guess, yeah, that's a good treatment. Let's go international on this. Let's see what the world has to say on bed bugs. As in the Netherlands, do y'all got rolling around pest control people that roll around and take care of your bugs and stuff like that? You know, missile spray,
you can call them.
You have to call.
Mostly used for wasps when they have a nest near your house and stuff. They come with pesticides and smoke, and they remove that thing without you having a house full of wasps.
Yeah, just like my homegirl, they just moved from a goddamn.
A friend of mine lives in a forest. He really lives next to a forest. And he is insanely afraid of bugs, and especially bees and wasps and all that stuff. He came twice to my house without calling me in front. He said, "Oh, Marco, you got to help me. He said, "What's wrong?" "Yeah, I got a bee in the house, and I'm fucking afraid of a bee." I said, "A bee? What the fuck?" So I went to his house to check it out.
Goddamn.
It was a queen bee. It was the size of my hand. It was huge. Damn. But yeah, I just opened the window. I took some paper and I kind of made it fly out. I had it in 5 minutes. It was like, "Yeah, you couldn't do that yourself?" "No, man, I'm afraid of that. Did you see the size of that thing?" Yeah, it was kind of big. It was really my hand.
The size of your hand, I ain't never known when shit that big.
A queen bee.
I don't give a damn. King bee, I ain't seen no motherfucking bee that big.
Yeah, I did. A queen bee is it's much larger than all the other bees. Yeah. Let me see if I can find a picture of that.
Well, this is according to the Bed Bugs Guy. You can go to bedbugsguy.com if you guys have a problem. This is a guide how to kill bed bugs. So the site is supposed to tell you everything you need to know, what bed bugs are, where they're creeping around inside your bed, and what you need to do to get rid of them and save your mattress so you don't have to make an expensive new purchase. So, bed bug facts. I'll go ahead and give y'all a couple of them. But basically, they say if you know you have bed bugs, then realistically, you'll need to get an exterminator. They're very difficult to get rid of. So if you're looking for an exterminator in your area who handles them, you can go to this website, fill out a form, and a couple of people will hit you up with price quotes. Yeah. So people asking, you know, how did I get bed bugs in my house? Let's see. Where do they come from? When you're living in an apartment, bed bugs often live or crawl in the spaces between walls as well. And if your neighbors have them, you could as well. That also can make it harder for you to permanently get rid of them, since you've got a potential source until your neighbors take care of their own infestation. Travel. Many hotels have infestations with international travel. This is even more likely. Bed bugs will often crawl into your luggage and get carried back into your home. And all it takes is one to get an infestation started there, too. Your clothing. Sometimes they could get into your house by crawling onto your clothes randomly, but this is actually pretty rare. Used furniture or clothing. This is more common. If you buy used clothes or used furniture, sometimes there can be bed bugs in them. They don't just live in beds, but anywhere near where people sleep. So if you bought something used and bring it into your house, that could be where you picked up your own set of bugs. Your occupation. If you regularly go into other people's houses for some reason, you could easily bring bed bugs back with you that way. If you're a cable guy, a plumber, or anybody who goes into other places, other people's houses, then you're at risk. Also, guests. You know, if you stay at someone's, if someone stays at your house, they could bring them over with them. One big source of this is students coming home for the holidays. The dorm rooms could easily pick up infestation, given how many people are coming in and out all the time from all over there.
Waiting for the train?
Yeah.
Go along?
There you go.
Better run fast and jump up.
Right. And the last one is wild animals. This is kind of rare where people have gotten them, but sometimes people have had animals get into their house for a short period and bring them in with them. Birds and bats are the most common offenders. Didn't know that. Okay. Now, let's see some natural remedies. What will a pest control company do? And how should I get ready? Do foggers work? I said, anybody might have wanted to ask that, because that's a good question. Do foggers work? A lot of people, you know, try to bomb the house and shit, but there's no clear way to answer this question, because you will hear pest control companies argue both sides of it, and there haven't been any real studies done to show the effects. It's clear that the chemicals in foggers, bug bombs, will kill bed bugs. Most use pyrethrum, which is an insecticide that definitely will kill bed bugs. But the problem is many pest control professionals believe that using fog and this chemical specifically will kill some of the bed bugs but cause others to flee through the walls. There's a huge problem if you are fogging in an apartment complex or a hotel, two of the locations where you're most likely to find an infestation. The fear is that you will just cause them to spread to adjacent rooms and actually worsen the infestation. And once the fog wears off, they'll just crawl right back in. And now you've got some separate infestations in all the nearby rooms as well. And it's also not clear that fog can get into all the cracks that a bed bug can hide. So I wouldn't run out there spending $30-$40 on goddamn foggers and the shit not work. So you got some natural remedies, people. Some natural remedies out there include vacuuming and cleaning. Steam cleaning, diomaceous soil. This is a way to kill them off using a kind of soil that is made up of crushed fossils, little jagged edges, kill off insects but don't harm people. Wow, never heard of that shit. Leaving items outside in the heat or cold, mattress covers. And things that don't work, a lot of traditional home remedies are duds. I can tell you a few of those, and then we'll get into the nutty news. Yeah. But, you know, it's a lot of info on here. Go to bedbugsguide.com, and you got a bunch of reader questions and all kind of questions that's related to this. Thank you, Lord, I don't have a bed bug problem, so it's really not of interest to me right now. If it is, then I'll go back to this website, goddammit, and read up on it. Two things that don't work. First is changing the temperature of your house. Yeah, I mean, true heat, heat and cold can kill them off, but filling with the thermostat is going to cut it. It needs to be about 120 degree Fahrenheit to kill them with heat, or 32 degree Fahrenheit to kill them with cold, but it takes a couple of weeks that way. So even if you get your house to those temperatures, it won't be uniform, so leave the dial alone. Fuck around and be done, kill your goddamn self. Lavender oil. No motherfuckers use lavender oil, but all right. Let's get Debbie Dallas going on. This is a long-standing belief that isn't correct. Lavender is not very successful in keeping them away. And while there are various sprays, oils, and etc. That are marketed as natural remedy, it's going to be a waste of your money. I can find no proof anywhere that this works, and most people agree it's a myth. The third, which mostly everybody in the fucking world uses this to kill everything, so they think, is bleach. Right. You can read more about it on Bleach as a Bed Bug Remedy, but the short answer is don't try it. It can damage your mattress and irritate your skin. Which, yeah, I could definitely understand that. Bleach people, y'all don't be fucking around with bleach. And like I said, you know what I'm saying, my homeboy blew the hell out of me. He put goddamn, bleach on his dog and shit. Not like on the whole dog, but he put some bleach, like a cap full of bleach, and poured it on the dog's head and then scrubbed it in with the damn, with the rest of the little soap stuff. And I'm like, whoa, what the fuck is you doing? But apparently, you know, he knows more than I know, so there you go. Let's see. Oh, this is just more information. You can go to, that was covered by Today, MSNBC.MSN.com, and they have a whole list of links that you can go there and check out. But, yeah. You know, we're about to check out right now. You know what I'm saying? 'Cause it's that time, people. It is that time. We are at the top of the hour, and it is time for...
My Dino Cook. Tuesday night we go and visit your mother. But Wednesday, when we make...
Oh.
Excuse
me.
It's when everything is right. There's nothing good on TV. You haven't had your after-work social sports team practice, so you're not too tired.
Time for another news. Time for another news.
You're trying to do that. Oh, yeah.
Nutty News of the Day, people. Nutty News of the Day is brought to you part by NuttyNewsTheDay.com for all your wild, weird, and off-the-wall news. You know what I'm saying? It's going down right here. And trying to find a damn picture of a fucking queen bee. But don't seem to have them. Reproduction cycle. Super procedure. The process in which an old queen bee is replaced by a new queen. Cuddle death. 2,000 eggs a day. Okay, abdomen. 60,000 bees. And that is it. They don't have a
And they don't show you any. Well, Wikipedia doesn't show you any pictures of it.
No, I was looking for it too. Almost impossible to find.
Let's see what Barge Queen Bee pulls up. Right. Barge Queen. Queen Bee. Sorry about that, people. Okay. Enough about that buggy news. You know what I'm saying? Let's get into the nutty news. And, yeah, let's take this on to the, get this on to the beginning. Well, hold on, let me find out what the hell this is. Yeah, this is something you guys want to hear. This is something you guys want to hear. All right, check this out. Starting at the top, man, we're in New Mexico. And Vivas Los Locos, you know what I'm saying, all my Mexicans. Or something like that. Vivas Los Brocos, you know what I'm saying. What's the slowest driving y'all can do over there in the Netherlands?
Well, only rolling when you are in a heavy residential area with kids and street bumps and all that. It's called walking speed. It's not even covered by a number, but you only are allowed to roll through those neighborhoods. But there aren't many, though.
Mm. Well, here we got residential areas is normally restricted to like 30 miles per hour. You know what I'm saying? When you're in a residential area, no matter if it's kids or whatever. And when you come in the school zone, it drops down into like 15 miles per hour. You know what I'm saying? Or elderly zones, like, you know, where elderly people live at and stuff. But this was weird. A woman was ticketed for driving 34 miles per hour in a 40 mile per hour zone.
Uh-oh.
Right. A Valencia County woman who was pulled over for driving too slow said state police went too far. Jeanette Cedillo said she was driving on Rankin Road in Belen, New Mexico, after 10 p.m. when a state police officer pulled beside her and told her to get off the road. The officer wrote her a ticket for driving 6 miles per hour under the speed limit. Oh, okay, yeah, it says minimum speed is 40 miles per hour. Damn.
Minimum
speed. Yeah, I ain't never seen no shit that says minimum speed. I mean, all that shit just say maximum. It ain't no minimum.
Well, we don't actually have a minimum, but as soon as people start to drive too slow, it's being explained as being unsafe. Because you've got people driving on the same road that do drive the maximum speed, and they are not taking into consideration that somebody is driving that slow. So they might, close up in upon them way too fast.
Hmm.
So they can find people that way.
Yeah. But as far as the police officer is concerned, you definitely... You definitely get in.
Lying piece of sack of shit, slut, trash can, scummiest dirtbag, bitch! Timmy!
Is someone knocking at the door, Tim Beaver? Alright. Welcome to the show there,
Who is
sprained,
it?
Sprained ankle?
No, my knee. I twisted my knee.
Oh, trying to beat the kids. Joe, stop beating the kids. Oh, what happened?
I was trying to get her butt, but I couldn't get it, and I.
Isn't that the funniest shit? You know she was
I
laughing her ass
and
off after
and
that.
Fell.
You're trying to sit there and disciplining and turn around and you falling and shit like. Right.
I should have.
Yeah, I'm about to beat your own. What the fuck are you calling me? Oh.
My kids are too spoiled.
Yeah. Hold up. Yeah. Peace. No, it was. Glad I already registered. Oh, wait a minute. No, because you did that. You talking about to save the MP3s and shit? I'm saying, but as an MP3, not as a WAV file. That's what I was saying. When I said that, you went ahead and did the shit for online instead of doing it from the other computer. I have to come over and reinstall it. Because, I mean, remember what I said? You had did something. You had already... Yeah, that's why I'm telling you don't do that, because I had to run the little key generator. Yeah, but I'll be over after my show. Yeah, I mean, after I get off my show, I swear I ain't do. All right. Yeah. Damn it. Motherfuckers don't know how to use key generators and crack codes. You sons of bitches better be goddamn learning that shit. Stop paying for shit. You pay for nothing that got to do with the internet. Not a motherfucking thing. Not a what? Not a motherfucking thing. Hell no. Nah. They ain't got a crack code or a key generator to it. I don't fuck with it. They ain't fucking with shit. Glad we play as bro. Anyways, but you're doing all right there, Miss Heavenly Angel. Do want to check on you. You know what I'm saying?
Say that again.
You're all right. I said, just want to make sure you're all right, though, right? Hold on, let me talk to Timmy later. You are all right, aren't you? Seems like she picks up on that. Wow, that is coincidental. No, I'm just saying, you know, you're all right. You know, just want to make sure you're all right. Okay, now you're going to get an award, goddammit. Okay, people, here's her award.
God damn. You got to be a stupid motherfucker to get fired on your day off.
Oh, what the f*** is really going on? God damn it. She done left and jumped ship. How do you jump ship? God damn it.
Bridge to Captain Kirk.
Motherfucker, Captain gone, god damn it. Shit. All right, well, she'll call back in, or hopefully she will log back on. Oh. Yeah, I know, dog. You know what I'm saying? Women be doing it all the time, man, you know. They don't have no good communication skills. Oh. All right, Timmy, go on, bring her ass back on up in here. Yeah, bring on back up in. Jumping ship and shit. Hit it with the hard beam. Make sure you're all in there.
Can you hear me now? Can you hear me now?
Can you hear me now?
Can you hear me now? That's
what
you get
wrong?
When you're calling on the cell phone.
Oh.
You know.
That's
yeah,
what you on your cell phone?
I'm on the cell phone.
Oh, why you call from your house phone?
Because I have free long distance on my cell phone.
What? You know what? I mean, well, who the hell is your cable, your phone service provider, whatever?
Say that again?
Who is your service provider for your home phone?
T-Mobile.
T-Mobile do home phone?
No.
Oh, my home phone is Quest.
Oh, okay. Oh. But they don't have that all-in-one package, you know, the home phone, internet, and
yeah, but they still charge you by the minute.
Oh,
or you
hell
can pay
no.
$20 for unlimited calls.
No, we got like, well, I'm with Bright House, and they got $99 a month, $100 You get all your internet, cable, and telephone with free long distance, local and long distance, you know what I'm saying, included for $100 a month.
Yeah, we don't got that here.
Oh. Yeah.
Not for Quest. Maybe another phone service.
And I was
I'm going to the doctors at 2. I'll find out how my knee is.
Oh, yeah. We're going to do the x-ray on MRI.
X-ray, nothing. It's going to be, I need an MRI.
We're going to do an MRI stat. We need a bone scan stat. Right. Start
bone
using medical
scan.
Terms. And, yeah, I'm start using medical terms in the hood. Hey, man, I need a dime sack. Stat. We need blood. Stat. Right. No, look
at Saturday.
What is wrong with you? Huh?
What happened to you Saturday?
Yeah, I'm contemplating, man. I got so much shit on my plate, man. I think I'm going to actually end up cutting the Saturday shows, people. And,
no bitching on
Saturday. Yeah, I mean, you know, Monday through Friday is enough. It's just,
yeah,
you
I
know, Saturday.
So.
Yeah,
you need the weekend to have some fun, don't you?
Oh, no, I need a weekend to make some goddamn money. Yeah, I mean, it, like during the week, you know what I'm saying? You know, I work for myself, so as far as my job and me going out to my little spot where I be at, it you know, it's all right. But you know, my money don't really come to after 5 o'clock. So that's really why this radio show and other people who offer me to come on their radio networks is not really hurting me, because you know what I'm saying? I'm home at during the daytime anyway. But I got a friend of mine who was planning on starting her own FM radio station, you know, real
nice.
FM radio.
Yeah.
So she's already asked me to do a 10 to 2 spot, you know what I'm saying, and actually pay me and shit to do the 10 to 2 spot. So, you know, I want to
every
see
day?
How. Yeah, it's supposed to be every day.
Wow,
so,
that'd be nice.
Yeah. Well, it's going to be different because I'm going to end up simulcasting this show, you know what I'm saying, through the live FM radio.
No more
you
cussing.
Know what I'm saying?
No more cussing. No more foul language. No more naughty.
Well,
no more strippers.
I have to see how that's going to work. Because, see, you know, in
that's
radio.
That's how it works, baby.
Well, no, because, I mean, in radio, after hours, you can pretty much get away with anything you want. So. I mean, I can sit up here and just, I ain't really got to do that. I can re-air shows. You know what I'm saying? All the shows I done did, I can just re-air them. You know what I'm saying? And it'll be like a live show. Because they want that. They don't know what the hell going on. You know what I'm saying? So you don't know if it's live or not. And
well, if
just
they
want to
call
little,
in, they'll know.
Well, yeah. But I'm saying, I really wouldn't be doing no daytime calling type deal. And you know what I'm saying? I don't know how I'm going to work it. Because, I mean, after 12 o'clock, after 12 midnight, you can go uncut, uncensored. You know what I'm saying? So,
I
don't know how.
Is this in Florida, the radio station?
Huh? Yeah. It's going to be Florida radio station. But then at the same time, all these radio stations down here got their own website that restreams the FM broadcast. You know what I'm saying? So shit, just go to to that site, and you know what I'm saying? You can hear the shit, you know, FM quality. You know, but we're gonna work it out. That's in the makings though. That's on the table. And you know, actually I got a few job offers and shit, so I'm you know, just I don't wanna burn myself out. You know what I'm saying? I'm not gonna burn myself out. And so I'm a reserve at least Saturdays and Sundays, as you know, I don't do shit weekends, you know what I'm saying? Cause I can.
There you go.
Won't get burnt the fuck out. So, I mean, unless it's late breaking or something like that, and you know, you'll see a Saturday show, and you know, but.
So are you officially
that,
announcing there's no more Saturday shows?
Yeah, basically.
Monday through Friday only. No more Saturday.
Monday through Friday, people. Yeah, you know, the scandalous bitch Saturdays is all right, but not enough people called in to complain, goddammit. And that's the purpose of the show. You know what I'm saying?
People, well, how can we call and complain when you ain't there?
Goddamn complaining. Well, hey, hey.
I'm calling now and complaining.
Well, hey. That's good for your health.
Till Monday to do it.
So knock yourself out. Good for your health.
Give yourself an award.
Well, what?
Well, no show Saturday.
Man, listen to
that's
me.
What the new show is called. No Show Saturday.
Right. And well, I'm going to make sure I list that so y'all can tune in.
I'll bitch on Monday instead.
Yeah, I just, I mean, I'm just trying to get back into the workflow thing, you know what I'm saying? So,
I hear you.
Black and fit. All righty, man. That sounded uninteresting to me.
Not so much.
All right,
work,
but anyways.
The money.
How far is Missouri away from you?
Far enough. It's closer to you than it is me.
Oh, okay. Well, anyways, girl starts false frenzy. Find the baboon. Okay. Police in the St. Louis suburb of Florissant spent a big part of the day looking for a baboon on the loose. A grade school went into lockdown. A woman scattered potato chips on the ground and made monkey sounds to try and lure the primate. But in the end, a 14-year-old girl admitted it was all a hoax. After the picture she claimed to have snapped proved to be one she actually found on the internet.
Sounds like my ex-husband.
I'm just saying, though, if she shows y'all a picture and this damn baboon is in an area that is completely unfamiliar, like the background doesn't look like shit y'all around, why the hell would you go off on a goddamn call like that? Right. I don't know what that deserves, people. I don't know if that deserves an award or not. Just for your line there, little girl. Yeah, you get an award.
Crying wolf.
Crying goddamn wolf. Here you go.
Sheep lying, no good, rotten, four-fleshing, low-life, snake-licking, dirt-eating, inbred, overstuffed, ignorant, blood-sucking, dog-kissing, brainless, dickless, hopeless, heartless, fat-ass, bug-eyed, stiff-legged, spotty-lipped, worm-headed sack of monkey shit.
Yes. And what was funny, actually, me and my mom were talking about that the other day. When I was young, probably around, I don't know, 6, 7 years old, I fucked around, got bad grading in school and shit, you know what I'm saying? Well, you know, report card time. So I done got home early and got the report card out the mailbox, you know what I'm saying? I already knew I was going to get my ass tore because I had, like, D's and F's on that motherfucker. Fucking around, mom getting ready to come home, you know what I'm saying? My brother outside playing. I decided to be the smart guy and hide with my report card because I didn't want to, yeah. So subsequently, I hid underneath my brother's bed in his room, and I was there for about a good 5 hours. Yeah. And from that prolonged period of missing and my mother in the house yelling for my name and me not answering, the police were called. And the entire neighborhood was put up on alert that a child was missing. And yeah, I had everybody and their mama, granddaughter, a friend's family, and the other looking for me for about 5 hours. And no one ever found me. Except for my punk-ass brother, who came into his room and sat down on his bed a little too hard. And subsequently heard a, ugh! And, yeah. Looking underneath it, okay, he already knew what time it was. He ran and told mom instantly. Yeah, she came in an incredible halt. Yeah, threw the goddamn bed up 30 feet in the air. Snatched me up by my motherfucking nose, and, yeah, lucky to be alive, people. Lucky to be alive. But I'm here. Well, yeah. So, I that's just a cry wolf story that, it shouldn't be done, people. That is very dangerous. Very dangerous. In New York. Well, a part of today's show, that is. Bed bugs are trying to conquer the Empire State Building.
Right.
You understand? First came King Kong, now bed bugs are trying to conquer the Empire State Building. An infestation of the creepy crawlers has hit the city's most iconic building. The little critters invaded an employee changing room in the basement, prompting building officials to call in exterminators. An Empire State Building official said the bed bugs were discovered last week after they hitched a ride into the building on an employee's clothes. All right, I can buy that for a dollar. Shouts out to Miss PC. Miss PC. Miss PC Bone, people, in Cleveland, Ohio. High-tech carts tell on residents who do not recycle. Boy, y'all motherfuckers, man. Y'all is getting too fucking stupid. It would be a stretch to say that Big Brother will hang out in Clevelanders' trash cans, but the city plans to sort through curbside trash to make sure residents are recycling and fine them $100 if they don't. The move is part of a high-tech collection system that the city will roll out next year with new trash and recycling carts embedded with radio frequency identification chips and barcodes. Yeah, right. And you all say that you're free. You are now free to be dumb. Right. Goddamn. Now, here in Florida, the recycling industry is $1 billion a year industry. So why are these motherfuckers sitting up here talking about like it's a problem or something? That was in high school or something. We went down to the sanitation dump and the recycling center, and they showed us the process of recycling and how they have machines that separate the trash, separate the bottle, separate this, separate that. Therefore providing jobs. And yeah, so the purpose of you motherfuckers sitting up there chipping and putting remote spy devices in recycling bins, in my imagine that. I'll have to buy that for a dollar, but they're going to probably do it anyway. So hey, in England, A canoe club moved aggressive swan after 20 years of attacks. Why the fuck they can't move you aggressive-ass goddamn humans and get the fuck out of his habitat? How about that? Punk-ass motherfucker. Yeah. But anyway, the British canoe club says it has relocated an aggressive swan that has been attacking canoeists for 2 decades. Deborah Wilkes of England's Chelmsford Canoe Club said the swan, nicknamed Hissing Sid, struggled with canoeists for 20 years, pecking holes in boats and knocking paddlers into the water.
Hey, those animals will break your arm. If they hit you with your wing, they can break your arm easily.
Damn, I didn't know they got that big, but yeah.
Yeah.
Those are some pretty big birds, people. Some pretty big birds.
Well, that is their home.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like, why don't you just find another fucking place to canoe at? You know what I'm saying? Go further down and get your goddamn canoe on. Why you got to be right there in its direct habitat? You know, that shows you, you know what I'm saying, the human thinking, you know what I'm saying? if they can't adapt, they'll move it. You know what I'm saying? It won't be they will move. They'll move it. And yeah, that's how we you know, in this big clusterfucker bullshit we're living in. Yeah.
We used to have swans that came here, but they don't come here anymore. They don't. Years.
Yeah, I'm telling you, man, the bird population period has declined over the past, I would say, 10 years. You know, even when springtime hit down here, you know what I'm saying? It, you know, I used to be a mass amount of birds flying around in there. People ain't noticing that shit no more. I mean, what happened to the blue jays, to the robins, to the red herons and all that shit that used to fly around? You know what I'm saying? Where the fuck are they?
Yeah.
Blue jays. I mean, we ain't got shit in the air no more. And people are like, wow, I didn't really notice that. Yeah, I've been noticed that and been saying something about it because it's been on my mind, like, what the hell? Yeah, I mean, black crows is now replacing the goddamn birds that, you know what I'm saying, used to be flying around and in place and shit. And now they're not. Let's go over here to Mexico City, where a bold truck jacking has yielded thieves peanuts. Okay. A bold truck jacking in Mexico has yielded thieves peanuts. Literally. Federal police say two suspects hijacked a truck containing 17 tons of peanuts at gunpoint on the outskirts of Mexico City. Police say that the truck was listing to one side, and they decided to pull it over, only to see a struggle taking place in the truck's cab. Here's motherfucker Jack. What the fuck is you going to do with 17 tons of peanuts? Start your own goddamn carnival?
Yep, start your own circus.
You know what I'm saying, man? With nothing but elephants and shit. I don't need any other acts. I got elephants.
Monkeys will eat them, too.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I guess. All right, well, in Stockholm, Sweden, we're in Sweden, WikiLeaks founder is charged with rape and molestation. Yeah, right. If y'all believe that shit, people, don't believe the headlines, because the head is lying. And because they done found out who is the goddamn founder of this shit, which they've been looking for, instead of them being shutting down the website, which they can't possibly do, what will they do? Shut down the goddamn founder. That's how you shut it down. Yeah. The founder and editor of the whistleblowing website WikiLeaks, Julian Assange, has been charged in Sweden with rape and molestation, a spokeswoman for the Swedish prosecutor's office told CNN. Spokeswoman Karen Rosender said the charges were filed in relation to two separate instances, but she didn't have more detail about when the alleged crimes occurred or who the alleged victims are. And we have an update. Prosecutors say never mind. And this is what I'm saying, people. They're going to throw this propaganda up. But now what they done was really their job. They wanted to get the mold out. They needed to, you know what I'm saying, find out who exactly was the motherfucking man. And who was it? Yeah, did their job. But anyways, WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange has dismissed sexual abuse allegations, telling a Swedish newspaper he's never had sex that wasn't consensual. Swedish authorities issued an arrest warrant for Assange on rape suspicions this weekend, but quickly withdrew it. The Australian remains under suspicion of a lesser crime of molestation, and Aftonbladet quoted Assange as saying he hasn't had sex with anyone in a way that wasn't consensual. He said the allegations had damaged the whistleblower's site, because WikiLeaks' enemies will keep trumpeting things even after they have been denied, which is what you have the media for. And Assange said he doesn't know what was behind the accusations, but we have been warned that, for example, the Pentagon plans to use dirty tricks to spoil things for us. Yeah, and then you'll be a motherfucking fool if you don't think they goddamn will come anything short of killing your ass.
Yeah.
And I don't give a fuck about the fears of 2012. People, goddamn it, if you ain't motherfucking prayed up, then goddamn die. And that's the only motherfucking thing you need to have faith in is the Lord. You know what I'm saying? Don't have faith in man, friends, or any fucking thing else. And survival is going to be of the fittest. I ain't no goddamn Mrs. Cleo, so I don't goddamn know what the fuck is going to happen in 2012. Only thing I know is if the Lord allows me to be here, I will have me a motherfucking passport in place, and if shit hits the fan, I'm going to be on that goddamn secret plane getting the fuck up out of here. Okay.
Shall I tell you what happens in 2012?
Well, you can tell me anything, like I say. First off, shouts out to Goofy Bone, this heavenly angel, Sayonai. Sunflower, BC, and Torque. Yeah, there you go, Torque 64. Go ahead, run it, groovy friend of mine.
Absolutely nothing.
Well, I mean, to all the motherfuckers that ran and watched 2012, I guarantee you can't tell them that. For all of these motherfuckers that hit the goddamn blogs every day looking... See, and this is what my mom always say. You can, if you think it, it will be done. Believe that. If you think it, it will be done. If you think yourself is sick, you will be sick. You will make yourself sick, people. You can literally make yourself sick by thinking that you are sick when there's nothing fucking wrong with you. So now, if you let the goddamn media play you up all the way up to say that, oh my God, 2012 is all fucking going to end. Who the fuck are they talking about? You know what I'm saying? When it's they, find out who the fuck they are, and you will find out there is no they. There is no they.
It's
who
the
is they?
The normal end of the world fair, and after 2012 they will pick another date. I guess that's already there.
People don't even know that you know, Confucius and all these other motherfuckers, you know what I'm saying, said 2000 was going to be the year that the motherfucking earth was going to fucking explode and die and all this old bad shit was going to happen. 10 years fucking later, we still here. So, I mean, yeah, you got some number geeks that sitting up there, you know what I'm saying, playing with your motherfucking ball sack to see if you a motherfucking fall for this goddamn fake feeling and shit. And that's what you gonna get. You know what I'm saying? Me, I wouldn't give a motherfucker what happened. You know, I'm gonna survive. Either way it goes, I'm gonna be here. I'm gonna do what I do. And I'll be talking about this shit right here on the radio January 1st, 2012. Lord willing, that I'm just still alive, period, just from, you know, not anything 2012 related, just from ignorant motherfuckers on this goddamn planet, period, that believe in shit like that.
Well,
and I don't need a motherfucker who thinks that the world's going to come to an end, so he's going to go ahead, or she, going to go ahead and take it upon themselves to go ahead and just murder every motherfucking body or go and do something to somebody because they think it's the fucking end. And I happen to be a goddamn innocent bystander when that goddamn stupidity is coming down. I don't want to be around that shit.
You gotta hand it to them. They took a normal year and they made it into a year on which they can make money off.
Yeah.
And
I mean, in 2012 ain't even a goddamn number that the so-called elite use. That is not even the number. It would be 2011 if anything happens. It'll be next year. 11 is they good numbers, prime numbers. They like prime numbers, people. They don't like no goddamn 12. That ain't a symbol of shit.
And did you hear about the galactic alignment that would take place in 2012?
Yeah, all of our goddamn spaceships that we done created.
I have a program that calculates the orbit of the planets and all that stuff. And what I did is I let the program calculate what it was like on December 21st, 2012. I didn't see an alignment. The planets were all over the place. Maybe I'm wrong, maybe I understood wrong, but I didn't see it.
They're going to align, people. Dun, dun, dun. We're going to have four suns and six moons. Fuck hell, man.
We never get any sleep.
Hey, you motherfuckers, man, please. People, the only thing I can advise you to do is get your ass off of this internet, get your ass out of the fucking boob tube, and spend some time with yourself, with your family and friends and everybody else, because life is short. And if you spend it all in one place, you are wasting your goddamn life away. And I'm going to leave it at that. All right, let's keep it moving. In London, dating site caters to, hey, I'll be on there, the ugly people.
Sign me in, sign me in.
Sign me up. I know I'm getting laid. That's what I'm talking about. It should be definitely getlaid.com. You know what I'm saying? The creator of the uglybugball.co.uk said the British dating site is the world's first to cater exclusively to people who weren't blessed with great looks. It's a sad fact that up to half of the UK... This is too funny. it's a sad fact that up to half of the UK is made up of ugly people. Hell to the no, man.
Hey, that's not true. That's not true. It's at least 80%. Like, it's at least 80%.
God damn, man. That's too crazy, man. Yeah, that amazing.
A lot of the women look like the men.
Oh, man. But yet nobody, amazingly, nobody has ever thought of providing a dating service for them. Some of these will be moderately ugly, but others will have fallen from the ugly tree and hit every branch on their way down. Oh, man.
You hear that, Timmy? You got to sign in?
What the hell, man? Well, no. that is too funny. Look, I want to take that's too crazy. I'm going to take a quick commercial break, man. Y'all check this out. This is called The Media, since we're talking about the goddamn nutty news. Yeah. Q Naj, people. Q and Naj. We led in corporation. You know what I'm saying? Well-educated and literate. Go on down.
As the whole world tends. And every day they say, as regimen, you should take an aspirin. Twist the words to describe your actions. For my daily habits, they call me an addict. It's the media, the media, the media, as the whole world tends. So say, isn't codeine gay, Mr. Pharmacist? Or maybe you could tell me the difference between marijuana and penicillin, since they both promote healing. The only thing I can come up with are the tax benefits and the opportunity to make some white coat rich for his drug. And which white coat did the research and discovered resin can be used in armored trucks, but hide the findings of the experiment from the public. The media has it all dressed up. And although we're blind, everything is as it looks. A hospital ain't nothing but a dope hole full of pushers with attendants that come by in shifts and ask you how you're doing. And if you've got good insurance, they'll give you an open line straight to the
the unit where you can manage a hit that they can control the dosage. It's the media, the media, the media, as the whole world pen. And every day they say, as regimen, you should take an aspirin. Twist the words to describe your action. For my daily habits, they call me an addict. It's the media, the media, the media, as the whole world pen. And every day they say, as regimen, you should take an aspirin. Twist the words to describe your action. For my daily habits, they call me an addict. It's the media, the media, the media, as the whole world spins. I'm so tired of the double standards, when the real conspiracy is, it was done to line the white coat pockets. Cause if the man next to the man doesn't like it, he'll add it to a shit list for bad media task force and coalitions. Added to say no to drug campaigns where they pass out pamphlets symbolize bad. They put bones atop skulls all over the package. It's the media, the media, the media, as the whole world spins. And every day they say, as regimen, you should take an aspirin. Twist the words to describe your action. For my daily habits, they call me an addict. It's the media, the media, the media, as the whole world spins. Every day they say, as regimen, you should take an aspirin. Twist the words to describe your action. For my daily habits, they call me an addict. It's the media, the media, the media, as a whole world spin. Get enough of them to approve, and you too can become a user of the doctor's special. But don't worry about the long-term effects of the heart, the liver, upset stomach, and diarrhea. It's the media, as a whole world spins. And every day they say, as regimen, you should take an aspirin. Twist the words to describe your action. For my daily habits, they call me an addict. It's the media, the media, the media, as a whole world spins. And every day they say, as regimen, you should take an aspirin. Twist the words to describe your action. For my daily habits, they call me an addict. It's the media, the media, the media, as a whole world spins. Never forget that crack kills, despite the fact my uncle here has been smoking crack for 20 years. And while I'm at work every day, he's getting high, because he's concentrated on what he wants to achieve, while the media dictates what we believe. It's the media, the media, the media, as the whole world spins. And every day they say, as regimen, you should take an aspirin. Twist the words to describe your actions. For my daily habits, they call me an addict. It's the media, the media, the media, as the whole world's pen.
God damn it. It's the media, people. It's the whole world's pimp. Yeah, that's Miss Q right there on that media. You know what I'm saying? She got a new book out and CD. Can be purchased from Amazon.com. And just look up Q, Kiana Frazier or Q Phrase. And the book is called From Pedal to Steeple. That's the book. And then but you have to hit 813-516-5136 if you want to get a CD. You know what I'm saying? You can get the whole book, you know what I'm saying, actually down on CD. So it's real hot, you know what I'm saying? And some truth in that. Now, we got 5 minutes left, and you know, nothing new is pretty much over anyway. So I just want to tell you, you know what I'm saying, my whole thing on this FEMA shit, and you know, most people don't even know who the fuck FEMA is. You know, FEMA first off is the Federal Emergency Management Agency. Federal. You know what I'm saying? I mean, they run, they over state, they over your local government, they over everybody, but then they ain't over shit at all until they get, they basically get called upon. And their primary purpose is to coordinate the response to a disaster that has occurred in the United States and that overwhelmed the resources of local and state authorities. Now, and that's got, you got to kind of ask yourself, what the fuck would overwhelm our local and state authorities? You know what I'm saying? Like, what the fuck could possibly happen? The governor of the state in which the disaster occurs must declare a state of emergency and formally request from the president that FEMA and the federal government respond to this disaster. Now, FEMA also provides these services in territories, you know what I'm saying, all the way up to Puerto Rico, and with a couple of exceptions, but pretty much everywhere. So the whole kind of conspiracy theories behind FEMA is that they take away, that basically they're in place to fuck us up when the shit so called hit the fan. It's gonna be not even worldly disaster, because they don't give a fuck about the world. The world has nothing to do with the United States. But it's gonna be some kind of United States disaster that they're gonna concoct. Just like they concocted the goddamn oil spill to fuck up, vacation travel and shit. That's my just personal belief. Because when I read the goddamn article where they talking about 160 boats had been deployed out there to help with the goddamn oil spill, and none of the motherfucking boats could find oil. You know what I'm saying? What the hell images was y'all displaying then? Right. And, so it's just real weird. James Bovard is due to criticize FEMA for subsidizing rebuilding in places that are vulnerable to natural disasters, asking, do you really want to help rebuild homes and government property in areas that should never have been built there in the first place? Duh. He also claimed that localities are less likely to find their own snow removal if they know the federal government will bail them out in the event of snow emergency. Yeah, right. So basically, it's just weird. You know what I'm saying? You can YouTube goddamn FEMA, and you will see all kind of fucking conspiracy theories on it, from FEMA sites that got set up like concentration camps. Then they got other FEMA camps that have basically storage place for mass graves, and that, believe you me, people, if FEMA do take this bitch over, they ain't gonna bury you motherfuckers. They will cremate y'all asses, so it won't be no evidence, you know what I'm saying, behind. But don't believe you're gonna be buried and a little cross is gonna be put over your motherfucking grave. Shit me. If you could think all the way back to Hitler and Dachau in Germany. You know what I'm saying? If you've never been there, if you ever get a chance to go to Europe, go to Dachau, and you will understand that, this motherfucker talking about he didn't kill people by torture. He didn't burn nobody. He didn't gas people. But you can still smell burnt bones in the crematories, you know what I'm saying, in the death camp at Dachau. And then when you walk into the so-called shower room, you know what I'm saying, where the poison was actually being done, that you don't see water marks, you feel me? You don't see like shower stain marks, like water has been present there. You know what I'm saying? There is no signs of that shit. But the signs of some other shit was going on, you know what I'm saying? So all I can tell you people is keep your faith in your faith, whatever that might be, you know what I'm saying? And don't believe everything that hits the headlines, because just like a little boy ran out and talking about the sky is falling, that's the same thing that America will play on you. And it's all about a mental mind game. So if you ain't strong enough mentally and you let your mind be played with and manipulated, then therefore you will be just like these other motherfuckers you know, scared about goddamn 2012 or believe the goddamn 9/11 attacks was because of some fucking motherfucking cave dwellers from goddamn Iran and shit. Like, they building jets in the motherfucking cave and shit, like Iron Man suits. You know what I'm saying? Like, okay. You can buy that for a dollar if you want to. But anyways, yeah, Raytheon, it's a whole bunch of motherfuckers out there. Live your life, goddammit. Just live your life. That's all I can tell you. Shout out and thank you to Cheryl, Mrs. Hartfield, Goofy Bo, Heavenly Angel, Sayonai, Sunflower BC, Torch 64, and everybody else riding out with the show, man. You know what I'm saying? Thank y'all for tuning in to today's show. My Health, Your Health Monday. If you have bed bugs, Sayonai, what's your best advice?
Clean your house regularly.
And don't mistake them for fleas. Heavenly Angel, what's your advice for bed bugs?
What do I do for bed bugs, you say?
Mm-hmm. Or what would you do? Or, you know,
well, what I do? Well, I wouldn't get them. And the only bed bug that I want is my bed buddy.
Right. I hear that one. Well, we are out of here, people.
Seriously, if I had them, I would get rid of my mattress.
Yeah,
they're going to lay eggs in your mattress. Don't think they hang.
Yeah. But, I mean, it's not just
the
mattress, people, so don't be fooled thinking it's just a sleeping problem. I mean, bed bugs are not just bed-related. They're on everything. So, I mean,
everything,
just getting rid of the bed wouldn't necessarily be the problem, be the solution. I mean, cleaning your shit from head to toe, cracks and crevices that, you know what I'm saying, that we sometimes don't do. We clean the top surfaces, but we don't get all into the, you know what I'm saying, to the cracks and shit. So,
I have a mattress cover, too, a protective mattress cover, you know.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
That helps for, you know, like dust mites, and I would think it'd be bed bugs.
Well, there you go, people. I got one more out if y'all want to stick around and check it out. This is called Advertisement is Taking Over America. And this is by Mrs. Q. And we'll be back in the building tomorrow for Time to Do Masculine Language Tuesday, Swahili. And, yeah, it's going down once again. Peace out, everybody.
See you tomorrow, people.
Sleep tight. Don't let the bed bugs bite. Right. A little low, don't it? Bump that up a little bit.
Advertisement took over America. Advertisement took over America. Parents feel if they eat enough of the bull in advertisements, their children will walk out wearing Nike, Reebok, or Guess. What's in style now? Not you. So cruise your unpopular cell phone down to the mall. Buy yourself some shoes and clothes. Buy yourself some perfume because you don't smell good. Get yourself a perm because your hair's too nappy, or maybe it's too straight and your eyes too black. Advertisement took over America. Advertisement took over America. Somebody looks better than you. Don't you want to look like them? Somebody smells better than you. Don't you want to smell like them? Walk this way, talk this way. Everyone wants to glide across the moon like Michael Jackson. Who wants to be an astronaut? The world wants to play. like Jordan. Advertisement took over America. Advertisement took over America. Open your eyes and ears to propaganda. The best of the best American is left undiscovered because the man on the top of the ladder is afraid of competition. Who's the strongest and who's the fastest American? The one who didn't get caught and branded on television. Propaganda. PSYOPs is the new terrorism. Who's educating your children with a moral and ethical value system? Overworked and underpaid teachers. Preachers who pay more for their shoes than the attention they give to the congregation. So who's going to save your soul? Maybe you'll get it from your mama and come born with the right credentials. Advertisement took over America. Advertisement took over America. Got the right stuff to run the public and the private sector. Presidents buying commercials from multi-billionaires. Live. Tonight on your television. Maybe you'll crash watching the brilliantly lit billboard. Discover your taste for the good life. Who knows, you may be entertainment tonight. Light up the airwaves with static. Commercial after commercial. Sitcoms tell us how to behave. News tells us when to be afraid. Advertisement took over America. Advertisement took over America. Drugs are okay if they come with a prescription. So what? Your kid wants to be a doctor or a drug dealer. The only difference is legislation. A couple years in college and high interest student loans. Who smokes the pills and who swallows? Deep to cure the illness of overcompensation. Limited wages drives us to drinking. Then we take the fast car all the way to the bank. We complain and complain about rates, too high interest, too low dividends. Where do you save your family's future? The bank. Who owns the deeds to your house? The bank. Who owns the title to the car? The bank. And who owns you? Your job. So work hard, boys and girls, because diamonds and pearls don't grow on trees. But the seeds you sow may save your life. Who needs leaves when the new money is made from the labor of slaves who pick cotton? Dig deep in your pockets to purchase the contents of that which sits upon the top shelf. Advertisement took over America. Advertisement took over America.